What's going on, everybody? Welcome into American Football Network. We are also live on the Podcast Boys Network, so check us out over there on Twitter and YouTube as we're really starting to get the YouTube channel going over there. We appreciate everybody tuning in. If you're watching this on YouTube, we put it out on YouTube after the live streams on Twitter. Make sure you guys like and subscribe. Also, comment your thoughts and opinions down below. Help me reach on American Football Network. Help us reach our goal of 1,300 subs by the end of February. Also, check out the description where you'll find links to our podcast, website, shop, and Patreon page. Now, let's go ahead and get started with today's video. So, up today, we have a mock draft for the New York Jets. Their team coming off a little bit of a disappointing season as, you know, Rodgers got hurt maybe five plays into the season and was out for the rest of the year. You know, they've just haven't been able to get a quarterback in a while. Went from Sam Darnold, you know, had Zach Wilson, got Aaron Rodgers. Everybody had hope, and then he gets injured, and you're right back to Zach Wilson. So we'll see if Rodgers is able to get healthy and come back, you know, better and stronger next year and be able to – we'll see what we actually get from Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets. So I'm going to go ahead and start it as we are going to be up with the first pick – or, the 10th pick, definitely hoping for one of these offensive tackles to still be here. As I'm looking, I do love Brock Bowers to the Jets, but I just – Talese Fuega is just a much more pick of need slash value for the Jets. I think he's a very good offensive tackle, will be a very good one in the NFL as well. I think he shores up one of your tackle spots, whichever one they decide to throw him in at. And that's something that they really need because they don't have really anybody other than you know, they don't really have anybody out on that offensive line. Becton never really worked out a whole lot, but he's getting better. But you can put Fuega across from him. I just feel like Fuega is going to be an outstanding offensive tackle. I think that he's, you know, one of the better ones in this draft. He's definitely top three with the guy from Penn State, Joe Alt from Notre Dame. Can't pronounce the dude from Penn State's name. But, you know, I feel like both of those guys are pretty comparable to him as well. I think he's right up there. I think they're all pretty close. And I just think that, you know, the Jets really need to shore up that offensive line to give themselves a chance moving on in the future. So they don't have a second-round pick because that was part of the Aaron Rodgers deal to the Packers. So with the 72nd pick in the third round, I'm going with Johnny Wilson here, wide receiver from Florida State. I really feel like the Jets could use a wide receiver, and I feel like, I feel like Johnny Wilson is the perfect guy to get in there at receiver for him. And man, oh man, did this work out perfectly for the Jets. I'm going Spencer Rattler here at 111. I think he's going to go higher than the fourth round. I do. I think he's a second, maybe third round if he slips, but I think he could get up to a second. Possibly even late first round with the way some of these teams like to reach for quarterbacks. But I like him going right there at 111. You can sit him behind. You can let him sit behind Aaron Rodgers and learn from him. We see what Jordan Love's done after sitting under Aaron Rodgers. We see what Rodgers did after sitting under Favre. The Packers have really kind of perfected this over the last 30 years. And I wouldn't be surprised to see if the Jets try it, especially if Rattler's available at 111. You just can't pass up on him right there. So I think that that would be a good pick for them to really get another guy in there and kind of start seeing what they can do with him and develop him, because Rodgers is not going to last any more than I would say two, maybe 3 years, but that's at the most is 3 years, and I don't really see that one. I think this is probably more than likely his last season. And so you're going to need another guy in there. And obviously Zach Wilson has shown this past year and the year before he's not the guy. So getting Spencer Rattler, letting him sit behind letting him sit behind Rodgers would be a good move for the New York Jets there, in my opinion. Now, 113, I'm going with Tyler Davis, defensive lineman out of Clemson. This guy is just a run stuffer, huge up the middle, but he can also get after the passer from that spot, and that's just huge at the NFL level and get off double teams. He's just a brick wall up there, man. He's impossible to block if he's going and, you know, has some good energy. He's just very difficult to block and hang with. I think that he is going to be a very good defensive lineman in the NFL. A guy I could see kind of being like Dexter Lawrence a little bit, another guy from Clemson. I think that those guys could be very similar at the pro level, and I would love to see Tyler Davis here going to the Jets. Feel like that'd be a good fit for him. Next up, we got Isaiah Adams, guard out of Illinois. I think, again, this is another pick you want to get for the Jets. That offensive line was terrible all season long, so just really patch it up with as much talent as you can. And at 186, to get a guy like Isaiah Adams, that's a good spot to get somebody right there that can come in and, I mean, basically immediately play for you. That's a good pickup there. Now for the Jets, and we have an absolute steal here at 252. I'm going with Kenny Logan Jr. This guy's going to come in immediately and make plays for the Jets. Now, you know, he's going to make some mistakes because he'll be a rookie. Of course, he's going to make some mistakes, but he's going to come in and he's just going to be incredible with just the plays he makes, the stuff he does. He's going to blow people's minds, especially if they draft him at 252, but just a great pickup there for the Jets. And with the way that this draft class has gone for the Jets so far that I've done, and from what I'm looking at, the way it's going to continue to go, I think the Jets could be contenders for a while with this talent that they get. So I'm going with Caden Wallace at 253 here, offensive tackle from Penn State. Again, another good depth piece on that defensive line. I really like that pickup there from him, and I think that he's a guy who's going to be a decent backup tackle throughout the, you know, his NFL career. I think he's a guy who can be a decent backup tackle, and just a guy who can make a few nice plays for you. You know, you feel comfortable if obviously you don't necessarily think he's starter potential. But you feel comfortable if somebody were to go down and he's going to be the next man up. And then at 256, I'm going with Mason Plyne, the tight end from Furman. I think that he is a very solid tight end. I like him better than the guys in front of him. Could have gone with Trey Knox as well. I like him and Plyne about the same, but I've gone with Trey Knox in a few of my other mock drafts. So went with Plyne here. He's a guy who can get out and catch the football in space and make some moves with the ball and make some plays with the ball in his hands. But he's also a guy who can throw on the line of scrimmage and say, get down and block. And he's going to go block for you and just move people. So I think that he's a good pickup as well. So we look here to recap the draft. At number 10, we got Talese Fuega, the offensive tackle from Oregon State. At 72 went Johnny Wilson, wide receiver, Florida State. 111 went Spencer Rattler, quarterback from South Carolina. 113, Tyler Davis, defensive lineman from Clemson. 186, Isaiah Adams, guard from Illinois. At 252, Kenny Logan Jr., safety from Kansas. At 253, Caden Wallace, offensive tackle from Penn State. And at 256, Mason Plyne, the tight end from Furman. So that wraps up today's video. Make sure you guys like and subscribe. Again, help me hit 1,300 subs by the end of February over on the YouTube channel, American Football Network. Also, we're hoping to hit 100 subscribers on the Podcast Boys Network by the start of summer. So go over there. We are 96 away. So let's get going on that, as it's a new channel. We got two videos out right now, but we got a video scheduled every day, 8 o'clock in the morning Eastern time, scheduled to come out every day from now until at least the 20th of February, so at least the next week, and I'm sure we'll throw more on there and keep them going. So we appreciate all the support that we've got from you guys. Also, make sure you go check out my co-host over on the Podcast Boys Network. Go check out Fun Football Podcast on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube, and also go check out Shots from the Sideline over on YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook as well. And The Football Expert on YouTube and Twitter. So appreciate all of you guys tuning in. And we hope to see you next time. Again, comment those thoughts and opinions down below. And we'll see you tomorrow.